Everybody's talking.
Advertising influences smoking, of course. Smoking is children's disease because about 90% of smokers start before they are 18 worldwide. The aim of tobacco advertising is a child in the age of about 13 or 12 years.
They think that we are stupid. Give them hands, you know, and they will show you where to go, what to read, what to listen, what to eat, and so on. No, why, you know? We are maybe more wiser than they are, you know. Let's be, you know, a liberal, you know. Let's be better educated. Let's behave properly, you know. I don't trust, you know, parliaments and the government officials. I trust the ordinary man, you know. They are not stupid.
The advertising of tobacco products is these days a matter of national and international scrutiny. Here in the Czech Republic, the subject has been thrown into much sharper focus due to the legal requirements of meeting the EU accession acquis. The decision makers in Brussels are already paving the way for an outright ban on tobacco advertising in the not too distant future. However, as Jan Hlavica, the spokesman for Tabak Philip Morris here in the Czech Republic, points out, the EU is still being realistic in its intentions.
So-called total advertising ban means that this advertising ban is linked with the media activities and sponsorship. But if you look at the proposals under the European directive, you can see that there are some possibilities how to advertise or make marketing activities. If you are selling the legal product, you have to have maybe limited, but you have to have a chance to offer your product to your customers.
Still, failure to comply with the new EU legislation would certainly be a stumbling block to accession. Beata Kominda is a public health and safety spokesman at the EU Commission in Brussels.
If this tobacco advertising directive, which receives a ban on tobacco advertising except for certain circumstances, comes into force and will stay in our legal acquis, then it will be in the acquis to be implemented by the new members as well when they join. It is a directive. It is dealt with as any other directive.
But smoking is also an economic issue, with the strain on national health services being felt all across the world. Iva Kralikova works at the Institute of Hygiene Epidemiology and the Smoking Cessation Clinic of the Charles University in Prague.
The economic impact of smoking is very devastating to a society. Even if a smoker dies 10 or 15 years earlier than a non-smoker, you can say you can spend his rent and you can have some tobacco taxes from his money, etc. But even in this case, he consumes more of health care than a non-smoker.
Many, though, view the banning of tobacco advertising as simply a civil liberties issue. Jiří Mikeš is a vice president of the Association of Advertising Agencies here in Prague.
There was a total ban of tobacco advertising, of alcohol advertising, 10 years ago in this country. And we were heavy smokers, you know, and heavy drinkers because we lived, you know, under communist, you know, regime. You know. Now we have everything, but we can make our own choice, you know. We know that the alcohol is not the best product in the war and that the tobacco is killing us. And we are not stupid because we are now more educated than before.
And according to Jan Hlavica, the existing restrictions are complemented by responsible ethical policies.
We have our own marketing code, which is more strict than the existing legislation. We are not marketing the young people, and all our restrictions we take ourselves are in this way. So just to give you an example, we cannot advertise in magazines when more than one-third readers are under age 18, for example. We do not use the billboards and signs around the schools and playgrounds and such things. And because the smoking itself is the choice of adult and well-informed, responsible people.
if you look on tobacco advertising, Joe Camel and Marlboro Man, I think most of adult people do not read about cowboys. It's just a dream of teenagers. So this is the only aim of tobacco advertising, children.
We have introduced a self-regulation. When we introduced this ethical code, we invited the chairman and executive director from the Advertising Standard Authority from London to help us, you know. So, and we are strictly following recommendation from the E3A, meaning European Association of Advertising Agencies. So we are already, you know, let's say, with two legs in the EU if advertising is concerned. You know. Our ethical code is more strict than the present law.
If we do some marketing activities linked with some dance and music and all these things, they are strictly oriented on the target group 18 plus. People come in there are controlled, they have to show their ID. So we have very, very strict control. On the other hand, I have to say that, of course, the population under 30 is our target group. Our main border we cannot cross is 18. Then the people become adults, so then there is a free market.
We did a large survey in Prague among children who smoked. About 70% of those young smokers smoked those brands which were advertised, heavily advertised in this time, even if they were much more expensive than other without advertising. So they didn't want just smoke, they wanted to have this certain brand of cigarettes.
But whatever the surveys do suggest, the EU are simply taking the pragmatic approach.
It is a purely legal question in a way, yeah? Because our legal common acquis or legal situation foresees for all accession countries that they implement it. So if the acquis comprises the advertising ban, this will also need to be implemented in the new member states.
It's a domino effect, you know. They ban advertising of tobacco products, then they ban the advertising of car, because cars are killers as well, the advertising of alcohol. But it's not fair, you know. If something is legally produced, legally distributed, it should have, you know, some possibilities, you know, to promote, you know, these products as well. Then really any, you know, ban of advertising is an attack on democracy, because advertising is a part of commercial information, and consumers, you know, they have the right to receive information. I'm really afraid, you know, the bureaucrats from Brussels are really, you know, trying to fight democracy.
In every country where you ban tobacco advertising, the prevalence of smoking and number of sold cigarettes are going down. Concrete example comes from France, from United States, it's not just the European Union, Norway, Finland, other countries.
It probably will be restricted, or surely it will be somehow restricted, but maybe the image, Marlboro, maybe Camel, the other ones, will play a very important role in the sales after all these restrictions will be applied.
And the chances are that, given the EU accession considerations, supporters of a ban on tobacco advertising will ultimately get their way. For some, though, the move still smacks of excessive state and, indeed, interstate interference.
First of all, inform them and then ask for approval, you know. Let's make referendum. Let's do it like the Swiss. They had a national referendum, you know. Do you want to have cigarette advertising and alcohol advertising? 75% of the Swiss said yes. We are not stupid, you know. And do you think that the consumption of tobacco and alcohol is increasing in this country? No. On the other hand, decreasing, because they are not stupid. They are well-educated people.